This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Yes, indeed. Along with Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, we're here to do, as we always do at this point in the week, go through the items on the charts. Actually, the week of June 20th to the 24th is what's in focus right now. The top 10 stories, top 10 people. You can get the lists at talkers.com, dougsteffen.com, goodayshow.com. All there. The references are clear, and you can understand what's going on. We'll have a score, Michael, of 100 by the time this is done. I know this is going to be a great experience in conversation. What about that?
It's going to be a meaningful listening experience that will enhance our lives and
our
spirits.
Without doubt. Yes.
Right. We'll start a movement that will turn around the negative direction of humanity.
The negative nabobs of, what is that? Remember when Spiro Agnew, what do you call them? Negative, it was something, negative something. Nabobs of, nasty negative nabob. But he was talking about the news media.
Now, there was a man who was ahead of his time. There was a man who...
He's more corrupt than anybody else.
Exactly. We didn't appreciate what a trendsetter he was in terms of corruptitude.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Yeah.
Hear it for Spiro Agnew. He had been... That was one of the great rides. That was... he had an extraordinarily important and big overnight ride. He was the... Like the commissioner of Baltimore or something before he became vice president, remember?
He was the mob boss of Baltimore.
Yeah, he was, really.
Envelope
stuffed with cash.
Imagine how different the world would be had he not been ousted from the vice presidency and Gerald Ford not replaced him. There was once a point where both the president and the vice president of the United States were not elected in any way, shape, or form by the people. And that was Gerald Ford and his vice president that I bet you if you went out and surveyed 100 people on the street, all 100 of them would fail the test as to who was Gerald Ford's vice president.
Nelson Rockefeller.
Ah, you probably Googled it as I was.
No, I didn't. I just remember it because I liked the two of them together, frankly. I thought they were among the most productive in my lifetime anyway, most productive team, most productive president, and most representative of the Republican Party that I grew up in. That's why I remember it.
But neither one was elected. Ford was not elected vice president, and Rockefeller, who had said, they asked him, "How would you like to be vice president?" And he said, "I don't want to be vice president of anything."
Right.
I don't want to be vice president of anything.
Do you know what I remember more about Rockefeller than anybody else? His girlfriend. He was married, but he had a girlfriend, and it was found out that he had a girlfriend. He had some kind of a tunnel between his office and wherever he was having the rendezvous with this woman, and her name was Megan, something or other. My daughter's name is Megan, and I think that's probably why I remember it. I can remember seeing her. She was a very, an astoundingly good-looking woman. And you wonder what astoundingly, and she was not overdone, just a really attractive young woman. And then you wonder, why does some old geezer like that find themselves with a very attractive?
Probably enjoys scintillating conversation.
Yes.
I mean, that's probably what it was.
Exactly.
Do you remember what Rockefeller's wife's name was? Strange name.
Yeah, it was a strange name.
I believe it was Happy.
I was going to say Hattie. Happy is correct. That is
Happy.
Right. Yep.
Happy Rockefeller. Yeah, I'd be happy if I was a Rockefeller.
But she wasn't happy after she found out that he was with Megan. That was not a happy moment.
Well,
life down on the farm.
Stand by your man. A lot of women have had to put up with that, standing there like a fool next to the lout.
Yeah, well, look at Jackie Kennedy. I mean, you want to go through the list of wanton disrespect. For people, Jackie Kennedy knew that her husband was a philanderer, and she stayed. And I think she really loved the guy. I don't think it was, well, I'm the first lady. I think she loved the guy. At any rate, so how did we get going down this?
It began with us doing a historic profile of that great American, the late Spiro Agnew.
Ah, Correct.
That's how we did. Okay. Shall I go through the charts? Or
I think
we
that
wait?
Would be... No, I think you ought
should
to
wait till next
chart.
Week.
No, yeah, right.
this chart has gotten stale while mm-hmm. we've been talking. Okay, folks, yeah. Here's the chart. These are the 10 most talked about stories this past week on talk shows in America, according to the research of talkers. At number 10, climate change. The heat wave is triggering that. At number 9, social media and big tech. Number 8, the Russia-Ukraine war, and that's tied with U.S. foreign affairs. Abortion rights at number 7, race relations and civil rights at number 6, crime, violence, and guns at number 5, COVID-19, 4, at number 3, the January 6th televised committee hearings, and the partisan politics and primaries at number 2, and the economy and the national mood are tied at number 1. The national mood is in the turlet. The people on our survey, Vladimir Putin's 10, Elon Musk is 9, Kamala Harris is 8, Ron DeSantis 7, Mike Pence 6, Kevin McCarthy at 5, Katie Britton, Mo Brooks, big Alabama election primary results there at number 4, Jerome Powell at 3, Donald Trump hanging in at number 2, and Joe Biden bumbling his way through number 1-dom.
Bumbling his way through is true. That's an editorial comment, but it is justified. That
well, he bumbles even when he's right. He bumbles his way to rightness and wrongness. He's just kind of a bumbly kind of guy.
But he doesn't lead with confidence. He doesn't give us confidence, and that's kind of sad because we'd like to think, and neither did Trump. I mean, we've gone back to talking about Nixon and Ford, and that was the last time I really, I shouldn't say that. I think when Reagan was president, I felt pretty confident.
Back in the day, those were con men we could believe in.
Yeah, right. And Bill Clinton, maybe he was the last of the really good con men.
Oh,
because Bush wasn't smart enough to be a good con man.
Exactly.
But he got away with it. He conned us into Iraq. So think about it that way, and then it becomes
the
whole
never
thing.
Conned me into Iraq. I was startled by that.
Yep. And all the people, the good people like Colin Powell, who went along with that ruse, uh-huh. and how it sort of changed what people thought, at least for a while. I don't think it was... Colin Powell was one of those people that was almost unimpeachable. He would, no matter what he did, it was okay, because he had such the stature the man had, what he'd accomplished. You know, somebody said, well, Hillary Clinton's going along with Bush. Eh, no, it was, that felt like politics. But when Colin Powell was doing it, that was... And then, you know, his legacy was such that he said he wished he had never done it. Well,
He shouldn't have done it. I still remember him standing in front of the United Nations with the map and the pointer and showing where the weapons of mass destruction might be. I mean, you know.
Nonsense.
It was insane. It was totally insane.
It's kind of like what's going on with Russia and Ukraine at the moment. That's all insanity, too. Number 8. We'll get to our comments about things. Michael Harrison from Talkers is here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. A reminder, a helpful reminder, hopefully. A hopeful, helpful reminder about you and the way you look when you stand in front of the mirror. Every morning and every evening when you don't have any clothing on, you look at that body and do you like it or do you not like it? If you don't like it, here's a good way for you to do something about it. Go to toploss.com, the website for Calitrin, which is the only product in America or any, as far as that's concerned, anywhere in the world, that's an all-natural support system for you once you've lost the weight to keep it off. It's a fabulous choice. Healthy, healthy, healthy. It doesn't have anything bad in it. It's just a simple, natural formula, actually, that works so well because of the things that are in it and the formula that was put together by the doctor and his nurse, who became his wife, I think, under the circumstances. Collagen, protein, digestive enzymes are in there. There's aloe vera. Great combination. The product is a fabulous way for you to keep that weight off. So work hard to get it off and then keep it off. Find the product at toploss.com. When you check out, use the code Doug for the special deal at the moment. Buy 3 months supply. You get 2 months free with that and another free gift from them. One of the other products they work on, and plus you'll get a $20 credit as well. All that stuff at toploss.com for Calitrin, to lose weight and keep it off the natural way.
I am Robert Strickler. My wife Joyce and I have been married for 53 years. Certainly one of the really important things in my life are our children and our grandchildren. am essentially a writer. I've been involved in communications and the media. I've been an avid fly fisherman for at least 40 or more years. I've been taking Prevagen on a regular basis for at least 8 years. For me, the greatest benefit over the years has been that Prevagen seems to help me recall things and also think more clearly, have a crisper ability to remember and think through things. And I enthusiastically recommend Prevagen. It has helped me an awful lot.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Robert Strickler is a content contributor for Prevagen and real user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hi, everyone. This is Fred Dreyer for Balance7.com. Do you have acid indigestion? You can't eat the food you like? Your stomach is upset all the time? Chronic pain a problem? Then do yourself a favor and go to Balance7.com. Start living again and get rid of chronic pain. Balance 7 has all the natural ingredients that work to rid your body of inflammation. I take it every day to keep my inflammation and acid indigestion in check. Remember, a sick body is an acid body. So, get rid of your acid indigestion and inflammation with Balance7.com. Call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. 800-793-9039 or go to balance7.com. That's balance, the number 7.com.
All right, 18 after the hour. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen with Michael Harrison. So, under the circumstances, the hearings. I don't know if you watched any of those. Number three this week, the January 6th committee, the hearings this week. Are you watching the hearings? If so, are there any surprises? This is moderately a rhetorical question for the audience, but with you too, Michael. Has anybody or anything that you've seen changed your mind? I have been affected by this, frankly, and so I wonder about you.
I have not. There's no surprises to me. One of the surprises, if you call it a surprise, is how slick the hearings are in terms of the production values of it. It comes across as a TV show as opposed
to... Yeah, it does, doesn't it? Yeah,
and that's done by design. That was done
by
design. And that provides Trump supporters with one point of criticism that they're saying it's stacked against Trump because of the nature of how it's presented, not to mention the select committee is primarily Democrats and rhinos.
Well, Kevin McCarthy tried to get some of the Republicans in there, and Nancy Pelosi just said no. How are you that arrogant, and then are you that dumb that you think that the public in general is going to accept it if you're that obvious about what you're doing to run? Or, you know, yeah, I get Liz Cheney. I like listening to her, and I think she makes a lot of sense, but it does seem pretty one-sided.
But what I'm finding is that the true Trump lovers are not watching it, and they don't care. Yeah. The middle ground of undecided voters are looking at it, and their faith in Trump is further diminished. And, of course, the Trump haters are gobbling it up like red meat. our research at Talkers indicates that Trump's support among conservative talk show hosts is starting to crack.
Mm-hmm.
And we haven't published this yet. We haven't talked about it. This is sort of an inside track for our listeners. But it's becoming, and maybe you even notice it in your conversations with your colleagues, is that they're distancing themselves from Trump because it's becoming apparent that it's hard to defend some of his actions, even if you like his policies.
Yeah. He's very, it's very deliberate and almost childish. Frankly, his response to all this stuff has been, I don't know, it's just unbelievable, actually. The president or somebody that's a mature man would go down that road. All right, 21 after the hour on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
So here we are on the big time Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison, who certainly is big time. After all, he's the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, and I feel humbled in his presence each week. We go through all of the items, the stories, the people, stories behind the stories. So this is a conversation that really is worth airing for a moment. Competent presidents, competent bad guys. It really is worth a moment or two. Michael has always these gems that we share, kind of he shares with me. But this is a fabulous way of looking at who these people are who want to be president, or anybody who wants to run something, as, you know, even a state. You know, what's Mario Cuomo really like, or what's his face, his son? I always talk about the old man. But anybody who wants to be, it has to be an egomaniac, and also hopefully somebody with a thick skin. But you were talking about, we were talking about off the air, who becomes the next president of the United States, and who, you know, Nixon, who was last weekend the 50th anniversary of Watergate. So, you know, the news media was all full, that's a bad guy, and play all the tapes and stuff. Well, he was a bad guy, but yet he got a lot done.
Yeah, there are two types of bad guys: competent bad guys and incompetent bad guys. In other words, there are two types of lies. There are lies that sound good, and there are lies that sound lousy. They're still lies. So, in America today, we're so used to, you know, dirty politics that we don't judge anybody by what they do. We judge by what they say, and so we judge candidates by the quality of their lies, as opposed to. Think about that.
Listen, the phrase, can I be truthful with you, that leads us to believe that most of the time what you're saying isn't true. And yet, you know, we're going to listen to that person who's going to tell us. And Nixon was an example of that. And I think Trump was an example. I probably could come up with some others. Clinton, kind of. What do you think?
Oh, Clinton was an incredibly competent bad guy.
Yeah.
And his wife, Hillary, she'd be wonderful as president. She'd be an extremely competent bad guy.
Yeah.
You know. And
maybe she's the next president.
Well, yeah. There are some people who say that if Biden ran against Trump tomorrow, that Trump would win. I'm not so sure. I'm not so sure.
I'm not either.
But I seriously doubt either Biden or Trump will be the candidates of their parties come 2024. I suspect at this point, although it's still early, Ron DeSantis is going to move to the head of the pack.
Yeah.
And among the Democrats, I wouldn't be surprised if they turn back to Hillary. And as bad a guy as Hillary and as polarizing as she is, a la Trump, and I don't believe polarizing people make good presidents. I think presidents have to be uniters. But that some people might have nostalgia for the Clintons. What happens is that the bad guys of the past suddenly seem like good guys when compared to the even
George
worse
Bush.
Of the,
hey.
Exactly, George hey. Bush, statesman.
Yeah, my God. He was a horrible president, and it didn't take him long to make a mess of things with Iraq, and it went downhill from there, and yet he got reelected. Well, he never got elected to begin with because Al Gore won. And then, you know, you can go around and figure out, the whole family were bad guys trying to figure that out. Then we have a discussion of the Electoral College and how that doesn't, I mean, this goes in 87 different directions.
Well, the Electoral College is put there by the Founding Fathers to protect us from the Electoral College.
But yet,
the device that they have there to protect us has become the problem.
But the reason they put it there was not anything that relates to the reality of today. That's why we need a Constitution Convention. They had the Electoral College because they had to get into a coach or ride a horse to Washington to bring the results of the election in their states. That's what it was all about.
To a certain degree. Also, because back then, the idea of democracy was considered a great experiment that the aristocracy of the world did not believe could ever work. And as I look now at our current situation, I sometimes wonder if that's the case.
Right. 28 after the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's bestwheyprotein.net or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Joe Biden is reacting to the Supreme Court overturning the 1973 Roe versus Wade decision that first recognized a constitutional right to abortion. The president assures women seeking abortions will have the support of his administration.
I will do all of my power to protect a woman's right in states where they will face the consequences of today's decision.
Around 22,000 illegal immigrants are being turned away at the Texas-Mexico border. Texas Governor Greg Abbott didn't say when the turnback happened, but also claims it's proof Operation Lone Star is a success. He also says a multiple agency operation has resulted in over 265 illegal immigrant arrests with almost 14,000 felony charges. The Dow gained 823 points on Friday. This is USA Radio News. Florida is donating $1 million toward building a memorial for the victims of the Surfside condo collapse. Governor Ron DeSantis and First Lady Jill Biden gathering at a remembrance ceremony marking 1 year since the Champlain Tower South collapsed. DeSantis says he saw the entire community mobilized to help support the families following the tragedy. The state's budget includes funding toward a memorial that can be built on the site of the collapse. New home sales are on the upswing for the first time this year. The Commerce Department saying sales of new single-family homes jumped 10.7% in May to an annual rate of 696,000 units. The gain surprised industry experts given the steady rise in home prices and mortgage rates. The Avalanche are on the verge of their first Stanley Cup since 2001. Colorado hosts the Lightning tonight in Game 5 of the Stanley Cup Final in Denver. USA Radio News.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one. RAD. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
Talk Radio, the countdown. Michael Harrison from Talkers Magazine. I'm Doug Steffen, 34 after the hour. The charts are our subject matter, although I have a... You and I are both very interested in the moon up above, the stars and the sky. So, and we both live in Massachusetts. So, interesting to note that this week, although it probably won't make it to the countdown, there are five planets that align actually only over Massachusetts. You know that? If you look in the southeast direction, 45 minutes before and after sunset, you will see Venus. Well, the moon, actually Venus comes first, then the moon, then Mars, then Jupiter, and then Saturn. All in alignment. See them. Bing, bang, boom. I don't remember that happening, actually, before.
There have been other kinds of alignments, and some people say, of course, it's going to create gravitational forces that will tear the Earth apart, but it never happens.
Nah.
But it's a beautiful thing to look at, because sometimes it's hard to find these celestial bodies, and it's easy to find them when they're all lined up like that.
Right.
And I've always known that Massachusetts was closer to the moon than any place else in the country, but now this proves that suspicion.
All right. It is. The question is, do we pay a lot of attention to things like that that make for great conversation, but because there's so much other stuff going on, do we pay as much attention as we ought to? I think it's great conversation, frankly.
You mean in terms of the conversation flow on a radio station such as the one people are listening to now?
Yeah. Yeah,
I think this stuff gets out there, though. I when we're talking about on the Talk Radio Countdown show are the biggest national hits. We're not talking about local hits. There's tremendous amount of local conversation. And
yes.
I think that the average competent radio talk show host brings to the table more than just, wonky talking points about politics and partisan stuff. I think that they share their lives with people. I think that's what makes for successful talk radio, whether you're talking about the alignment of the planets or perhaps the local sports team, how they're doing, or a little bit of celebrity gossip, which is always kind of fun. I think it's out there, don't you?
And with that in mind, I wanted to send people to talkers.com, which is the website, official website for Talkers Magazine. There are there becoming now more prolific the audio and video of the Talkers Convention a couple of weeks ago.
Yes.
You can watch the panels and listen to some of your favorite hosts talk about not only the national things that Michael is talking about, but the local stuff as well. And what does it mean to be a local host, and what do you get into? And I go back, I think I mentioned during the panel, did I say it? I've said it someplace, Vox Populi, and Jerry may have been on this program, I don't remember, but I remember talking about Vox, the voice of the people, something that you cherished, and I think you were one of the first person that kind of pushed that phraseology, if I remember correctly. Yes or no, did you?
Back when I lived in ancient Greece, yes.
Yeah. In a previous life, yes, yeah. Thank you.
I don't know if I put me in my place.
I always enjoy that. Yes.
No, I don't mean to put you in your place. I just don't recall whether I said that. I've coined a lot of phrases in this industry. I don't know if I coined that one, but I appreciate your crediting it to me.
Yeah.
But I do think that talk radio is the voice of the people, and otherwise it couldn't have listeners. Radio. Forget talk radio. Radio, even music radio, going all the way back to the days when we were kids and we were teenagers and we heard the latest lingo from the schoolyard on the radio. DJs who played music were also the high gurus of popular culture. And good radio is always radio, no matter what it is, that reflects the grassroots, the street, the people, as opposed to vanilla, packaged Hollywood, the news establishment. Don't you think that radio has to be streety and popular?
Streetwise.
Yes, streetwise. To be successful.
Yeah, street savvy, if you will, street smart, however. Now, you mentioned something else that I wanted. We sort of dance around this a little bit, because it used to be, before the world was such a mess, that we could count on sports being at least one of the things that was in that you, and you just mentioned it. It were local sports, people talking about sports on the air, that sort of thing. I have noticed something new, and I really wanted to get your input. There's a trend in talk radio and even in music radio to follow the Christian line, whatever that may be. There is Christian talk. There is Christian music. That's what K-Love is pretty much all about. And now I noticed that on one of the stations in Chicago, there's a program called Faith on the Field, which is basically a Christian sports talk show. I never heard of that before, but I'm sure you have, and maybe have a thought about it. I suppose there's a place for anything. There's an audience for, if you can find an audience, then you get an audience. But Christian sports, that's fascinating, that concept to me, anyway.
Well, it's clearly a niche. I mean, it's not, there's not a major trend.
No.
But religion has always been big in the media. There's always been religious shows and religious hours and on television and radio. It's just that now, because of fractionalization in the media, the internet, and so many different channels, there's all kinds of programming. And why wouldn't religion, and in this case Christianity, provide a large target audience? And so it's not surprising that Christianity is big in the music field, and it's big in the media field. Many missions have radio stations and TV stations as a part of their mission. They're not broadcasting operations. They're missions with broadcasting arms. And, and that's an interesting phenomenon. They're supported heavily by the contributions of their parishioners.
Okay, so now what's coming into my mind is this is something that people might be interested in, how there are more and more FM stations on the air because of the localization. There have been what they call transponders?
Translators.
Translators, okay. Usually low-power FM signals. I remember buying one when I owned the radio station in Ohio, and the reason I bring it up is because I bought it from a Christian mission. They applied for the license and were given it easily because they were a Christian mission. Yep, the government says, okay, give them the license. Well, they had it for about 5 minutes, and then they decided to sell it. And I bought it from them, so they used that money for, I guess, the work of the mission. I didn't ask, and it's none of my business anyway. But that's where you sort of see, I have seen, examples of people, I'll give you another one. In my sphere of influence, I have been involved with some folks who have been in the cannabis business. And the state of Massachusetts and other states as well have given either religious groups or economic empowerment, people who have had problems because of the color of their skin, with the realities of the economy. So people who were affected by this could apply for licenses and get them more easily because they are economically disadvantaged. And so I know of a couple of ladies who didn't know anything about cannabis, but they applied for a license and they got it, and they sold them a license about 5 minutes after they got it for $8 million. So I guess they're no longer economically unempowered, and maybe that was what the idea was.
That was a large bundle of information, and I could attack that from a number of places. Well, the word hypocrisy.
Mm-hmm.
Hypocrisy reigns supreme.
Oh, of course. Absolutely. It's really amazing. We want to make ourselves feel better by thinking that we're doing something to help people, and it's big business.
It's back to what we said earlier. It's all for show.
Yeah.
There's no real substance to these remedies, and they're not done with the right spirit. They're done. Here's a word for you. They're done for the sake of optics. Don't you love that word? Anytime you hear the word optics, that's another word for BS.
Yeah. Yes, can I tell you the truth? Yes, please, tell me the truth. In a moment, we're going to discuss number one, the big story of the week, the economy, with an eye to some of the student loan relief that has been announced this past week. Michael Harrison and Doug Steffen here at 44 after the hour with a word about ZipRecruiter now. ZipRecruiter, they say, and many believe, it's the smartest way to hire. It's hard to find good candidates. You've heard the announcements. You've heard the stories. You know that people are not going to work after the pandemic. They got used to getting money and not having to work for it. So your business is, especially today, having a tough time trying to find people that will work. So you post your job online. Maybe it's on a job board. But what happens then? You hope the right person comes along. But how long does it take? Now, try ZipRecruiter. It doesn't cost you anything. ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's the address. ZipRecruiter.com/free. Find out how it can help you find candidates that you want. As a matter of fact, the candidate's going to find you. You're not going to find them. That's how powerful ZipRecruiter is. Their technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply for your job. It's the right person right now. Get a quality applicant in the first day. ZipRecruiter, smartest way to hire. Find it right now, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The People List, courtesy of Talkers Magazine. You find the list of the stories and the people every week at Talkers Magazine, Talkers.com. DougSteffen.com. At number 10, Vladimir Putin. Questions on why this guy is still alive and breathing air, I guess, is one of the things to focus on. Elon Musk is at number 9. Kamala Harris is 8. Ron DeSantis is 7. Mike Pence is 6. Kevin McCarthy is 5. Mo Brooks and Katie Britt are tied for number 4. Jerome Powell has the honor of being number 3. Donald Trump, number 2. As we focus continually on this January 6th stuff, and Joe Biden is number 1. So all of these names, all the people, you can usually tie them in pretty easily with the story list, although they don't always coincide, but sometimes fairly closely. So that's it from the week of June 20th to the 24th, the story and people list from Talkers Magazine. So it's great business time for Caledron. I would think the phones would be ringing off the hook and people would be ordering ad nauseum.
That's right. You know, it'll be 25 years this April, and we've been helping customers lose weight safely and effectively for 25 years. So if you need to lose the weight, you've really got to check it out on our website, toploss.com, because like Doug said, it's so much more than just a weight loss product. I mean, we're not talking about a quick fix fad product. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. Our number one ingredient is collagen protein. It's got types 1 and 3. That's for the muscle and the joints.
All right, and don't forget the 90-90 special right now. Use the DJV code for free shipping as well. DJV code at toploss.com and the Get Fit contest. That sounds like it would be kind of fun. Calitrin at toploss.com. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller, here one of the great Calitrin consultants at toploss.com.
Hi, everyone. This is Fred Dreyer for Balance7.com. Do you have acid indigestion? You can't eat the foods you like? Your stomach is upset all the time? Chronic pain a problem? Then do yourself a favor and go to Balance7.com. Start living again and get rid of chronic pain. Balance 7 has all the natural ingredients that work to rid your body of inflammation. I take it every day to keep my inflammation and acid indigestion in check. Remember, a sick body is an acid body. So, get rid of your acid indigestion and inflammation with Balance7.com. Call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. 800-793-9039 or go to balance7.com. That's balance, the number 7, dot com.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show, overview of the charts here for the week of June 20th to the 24th, the official list from number 10 to number 1. And by the way, these lists are always published at the end of the week at DougStephan.com, GoodDayShow.com, and Talkers Magazine, Talkers.com. Number 10, focus on the weather, the drought, and what to do with your lawn, in a manner of speaking. Number 9, social media, all the technology that people are talking about becoming more important every week. The Russian war with Ukraine is number 8. The discussion of Roe v. Wade and coincidental abortion discussions, number 7. Race relations, civil rights issues, number 6. Guns, and the Supreme Court, number 5. Number 4 is COVID. Number 3, the January 6th committee. Politics, politics, and more politics at 2. And the economy is number 1 this week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. 47 after the hour on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. So, number 1 this week, the economy. This is late in the week. This settlement that was announced, $7.5 billion of taxpayer money. Announced by the Secretary of Education, the student loan relief. This is something that, you know, this, you can see marches all over the place. Cancel student debt. That went on during the election. But again, back to the economy, and what it does is another billions of dollars on the debt that we're all going to have to pay. So when people say, you know, like Bernie Sanders, free college, yeah, okay, who are you kidding? Right? I mean, come on.
Well,
do people buy that?
Well, some do. And, you know, look, taxing and government support and how we apply our collective wealth to things that better our society is what it's about. And, again, you know, we're going to have things that government provides. We do have to have safety nets.
Housing? Food? How about that?
I think affordable housing is a major area that we have to address in this country that we don't,
right.
And it's ridiculous. We have the land, we have the real estate, we have the know-how, we have the technology. How come we're not making nice houses that don't cost a fortune?
They would tell you, the inner city folks would tell you that because when they put up a public housing, people get into it and they have no respect and they destroy the facilities. That's what you'll hear.
Well, I've heard that, but there are solutions to that problem too, and there are reasons why people people don't take pride in some of their places because of things such as gentrification, or if the neighborhood gets too nice, the rent is going to go up. And there are all kinds of reasons for things if you study the situation honestly, as opposed to just, you know, with bumper sticker cliches.
Right.
And back to what I said before about empty remedies.
Yeah.
But these are the issues we have to deal with in our country, the degradation and the injustice that goes on in terms of opportunity and in terms of just, you know, notions like you just mm-hmm. mentioned. Yeah, we can't have affordable housing. People that are poor don't take care of their houses.
Yeah.
That's a terrible thing to think.
Words of wisdom from Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen at 10 before the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
All right, we're back on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison from Talkers Magazine, Doug Steffen. The economy is number one this week on the story list, Michael. And I can't help but think there are people who are arguing about, you know, who's responsible. Is it Biden's fault because there's not enough drilling and he wants to see everybody driving an electric car? Or is it because of number eight on the story list this week, the Russian-Ukrainian war? I suspect there are a number of pieces of this pie, but when you get right down to it, the one that most assimilates in our thinking, Americans are concerned about the price of gasoline as we go into the summer holiday months. People are already on vacation, planning their vacation, and they're looking at $5 at the pump. And so I was looking around at the most expensive states, the top 10 most expensive states for gas. This is a certain, you know, it fits into our charts and our countdown. At number 10, Indiana. I don't know, you know, why. There should be plenty of gas there, but I'm just giving you the results of the AAA's data this week. Number 9, the District of Columbia. Number 8, Arizona. Number 7, Hawaii. That makes sense. Number 6, Oregon. Washington is 5. Illinois is 4. Alaska is 3. Nevada is 2. And way ahead of everybody else, da-da-da-da, is California. So, you know, there has been a lot of discussion this week about cutting the, making it, Biden had proposed a gas tax holiday. And some of the states have done that as well. Is that a good idea or a bad idea? How does that shake out in your mind and maybe from the research that Talkers is doing and listening to people talk about, okay, I want the price to be as low as possible. But what happens to the taxes that are collected and where they go, I guess is the question, isn't it?
Well, when you're dealing with taxation and its effect on the economy, you're dealing with a complicated set of situations. So basically, I look at it at first blush as being another attempt by politicians to appear to be doing something about a problem as opposed to really doing something that'll work. It's a Band-Aid. It's most of the things that are being talked about in the national conversation and are being proposed by politicians on both sides are not necessarily effective measures. They just sound good. Whether it's this gun deal that just happened or right. Biden's gas holiday. The fact is there are many, many, many factors that have led to the problems we're having now economically. And probably the big one was COVID-19 and the shutdown of so many small businesses.
Yep.
That really is probably the biggest factor, but not by far the only one.
So when you talk to your friends, people that you work with, colleagues, etc., are they thinking about the pain at the pump? Has it changed their vacation plans, maybe yours? I ask that as a rhetorical question in a manner of speaking. There's growing sentiment to not drive as much, and that'll drive the less gas that you use, the price goes down. And it already has gone down a little bit this week, like 8 or 10 cents, depending on where you are. But, you know, you look at that and the price of airplane tickets. Have you priced a trip on an airplane lately?
Yeah, airplane tickets, any kind of transportation, even trucking, and thus it results in higher prices at the supermarket and goods and services. It's all tied together. Frankly, Doug, I don't think people who the biggest pain in their life right now is the fact that it's going to cost them a few extra bucks to go on vacation. I don't think that's the real core problem facing the psychology of the American public per this economic crisis that we're in. I mean, that's a real problem of luxury. Oh my gosh, my vacation plans are going to be ruined because it's going to cost a little bit more.
It's eating, isn't it? Being able to,
yeah. It's having a roof over your head and it's having food on the table, or it's having the cost of health care. These are the things that are giving people headaches. These are the things that are keeping people awake at night and creating increased thoughts of suicide and a massive pandemic of depression beyond COVID. That's the problem.
Well, under the circumstances, you think about the very thought of taking a trip and hotels and stuff. I bring it back around to food, the basics, if you will, which you mentioned there. And because of my focus on food and the family and the farm on the American Family Farmer Show, if I can get a quick plug in for that, that's certain a lot of these same stations you can find it at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. I'm urging people, and so are others that are participating in the program with me, to once again reacquaint yourself with your local farmer, the produce guy, the dairy guy, because no matter what, the trucking of any kind of goods from anywhere in the country is going to cost you more money. So what you buy at the grocery store is almost always going to be more expensive than what you can find at the farm from the farmer. And frankly, under the circumstance, the quality is going to be much better. So there is a direction that you might want to go in. Michael and Doug here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.